Let me wish everybody a happy Christmas in the name of Jesus Christ. We have received and we are going to receive a lot of good things in the coming days, and I praise the Lord for that. Lord Jesus Christ came to this world as a human being. His birth brought in a lot of joy to the people. Since the Lord was born as a savior to mankind, we leave ourselves in the hands of God who is living in us. Welcome to the translation of the sermon by Apostle A.S. Dawson at New Jerusalem Church on 25th December 2020. Praise the Lord. Let's read Luke chapter 2 verse 11. Today in the city of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. The mission of the Lord is to liberate the desolate people who are without any hope. He came to this world to save the ones who believe, accept, and live according to his words. The words announced to the shepherds on that day were, "Be not afraid, a prince has been born to save the people everywhere." It is his birth that has brought salvation to us as we were the prisoners in the grip of Satan. There are so many witnesses to prove this. The people of Israel were under the yoke of slavery. They were treated like the cattle. The Lord prepared a savior for them. Moses shepherded the multitude towards Canaan. Lord Jesus Christ came to this world as a savior to redeem us from the sins of this world. Some people marked down the position of the stars when their children were born to calculate their future as well as their character. But the birth of Jesus Christ created a new star. Apart from that, his birth was predicted by the prophets hundreds of years ago. Balaam, the prophet, said that a star will be born in the land of Jacob. Prophet Isaiah clearly predicted the birth in a more explicit way. Jesus Christ had many names. He was called Jesus because he was born to forgive the sins of mankind. As he came to earth as a human, he was called Emmanuel. He was also called Wonder. Jehovah also has different names, but we can't say how he looks. The Lord came in the form of Jesus Christ as a poor human to redeem us from our sins. Since he is forgiving, we free ourselves from our sins. We worry that certain sins follow us even after our confession. But our consolation is that the Lord is still in us. He is always a redeemer. The Lord Redeemer was laid in the cradle that was used to keep grass for the horses and wrapped in bands of rag. We come to the church to worship the Lord who was wrapped in rags, but how many of us squabble about the richness of our dresses? The three wise men knew that the King of Jews was born, but kings are not given birth in the wilderness. Song of Solomon chapter 8 verse 5 says, "Who is this coming up from the desert leaning on her lover? Under the apple tree I roused you, there your mother conceived you, there she who was in labor gave you birth." As Jesus was born when his parents were on the journey, they couldn't get any accommodation in the wilderness. So his mother gave birth to him under an apple tree in great pain. Beloved children, I want you to remember that the birth of Jesus signifies how humble the origin of a great soul. We should meditate why Jesus came to this world in such humility. There was a man called Simeon, and the word of God came to him that a child would be given birth, and the purpose of its arrival was to save the world. The voice had told him that he wouldn't die before he himself saw the child. He was living in expectation of that day as he advanced in age. On the day of bringing the child to the temple, as it was the custom required by the law, he was stirred by the Holy Spirit to go to the Jerusalem temple. There he saw Mother Mary and Joseph holding the baby in their hands. Let's read Luke chapter 2 verses 28 to 32. Simeon was there. He took the child in his arm and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace, as you have promised. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people Israel. Dear children, we should be as happy as Simeon and praise the Lord because he has been born in our heart. We should thank him because it's by his mercy we have been pardoned of our sins. We are not celebrating the day of festival, but we celebrate the birth of Christ. Simeon held the child in his hands, but we hold the Lord in our hearts. Doesn't it give you joy and delight? We had been Gentiles who didn't know the real God, but still the Lord came looking for us. We have to be always grateful to the good things the Lord bestowed on us. Prophet Isaiah tells us to keep our sight focused on him all the time. Let all the world look up to me for salvation, for I am God, there is no other, says the Lord. We should know how important the Lord's words are. The Lord tells us to look at the wild flowers that don't weave, but he has provided them with the most colorful raiment than that of King Solomon. Those flowers don't survive more than a day, but the Lord is good enough to present them with such glory. If he can do such decoration to the flowers, he can surely decorate you better than them. Hagar was grateful that the Lord had his eyes on her, and we should be thankful that the Lord has his eyes on us as well. Zacchaeus wanted to see the Lord and climbed up on a tree for that. He was hidden by the tree, but still the Lord saw the faith in him. He called him to come down and walked with him to his house and told him that salvation had come to his house on that day. The Lord has called us sons and daughters and has saved our souls. King David was running away to escape from his son Absalom. In Psalms chapter 3 verse 8 he says, "From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people." We go through a lot of opposition in this life and they worry us. At other times we are worried about imaginary enemies fearing for our lives. But the Lord is with us. King David managed to overcome Goliath with the help of the Lord. He relied on the same Lord to deliver him from his son Absalom. The Lord delivered him as Absalom was left hanging between sky and earth by his hair and was killed by the soldiers. There are a lot of people in this world suffer from various diseases. Many are addicted to their bad habits and struggle to get rid of them. But our Lord saves us from all our sins and sorrows. We are here to worship that Savior. He is going to keep us next to him in heaven. The Lord kept Adam in the Eden and had walked around with him in the cool of the day. When Eve was alone, the serpent deceived her and induced her to commit the first sin. Consequently, they were sent out of Eden. They lost the image of God in them. Man needs the Lord to be with them to guard him against Satan. That is why he sent his son to earth. Without God, we cannot follow the commandments because there are powers that oppose the Lord's will. That is why he named his son Emmanuel and let him be with his people. When the Lord went up to heaven, he promised that he would send down the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. He is the Spirit of Christ, and he will remain with the people to give advice to them. The Holy Spirit has come into us and given the strength to do what the Lord wants us to do. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15 says, "This is the trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them all." Paul shows himself as the testimony to Jesus as he was saved by the Lord. We see people who had been sinners in the worst possible way, turning themselves into the best of witnesses to glorify God. Absalom rose up against his father, King David. God saved David as he cried out to the Lord. The Lord heard his voice and saved him. Redemption is in the hands of the Lord. Wherever we find problem, we need to put our faith in the Lord. Peter saw Jesus walking on water. The disciples thought it was some kind of spirit. Jesus assured them that it was him. Peter said, "If it is you, let me also walk on the sea." Jesus told him to walk up to him. Peter focused his attention on the Lord and started walking on the water. Suddenly, he became aware of the roughness of the water. Matthew 14 verses 30 and 31 say, "But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. 'Save me, Lord,' he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. 'You have so little faith,' Jesus said. 'Why did you doubt me?'" We may have such desperate situations in our life too. All we have to do is to call our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Savior, and it is an unshakable fact. And He is the one who delivered us from our sins, from the bondage of this world also. He lives in us. We need to go down on our knees and pray to the Lord for His assistance to get out of difficult circumstances. We have a lot of witnesses who can recall the instances when they received Lord's grace in our church. The Savior who was born in this world is born in our heart. Whoever has got the Holy Spirit has Emmanuel, our God living in them. He wants to free us from our sins and turn us into His image. Such a God has been born in the city of David today. He humbled Himself and was born in a poor family. We as humans are always worried about the way how to solve the problems that we have at hand. If you are like Peter, who was distracted by the present danger, you will be overcome by the nature of that problem. We should be confident that the Lord who freed us from danger in the past is capable of freeing us in the present. When Peter was in the temple, he cured a handicapped man. The Jews were alarmed by such a miracle. They felt that their faith had been threatened. Peter says like this in Acts chapter 4 verse 12. "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." It is a true statement, and we are witness to that. Many people claim to have seen Jesus Christ being resurrected. Paul says, "He showed himself to the women, to his disciples, more than 500 other people, and a humble man like me." The Lord wants us to be that kind of witnesses. There are people celebrating this day in the wrong way, and we should remind them that the Lord wouldn't approve of such a thing. He came to this world as a baby on that day, but the Lord is going to come back as the King of Kings. He is going to take away the ones who have received His image. The Lord's intention is that we should become like Him, and we are happy that we are on the way to reach such a status. The Savior dwells in you and me, and I thank the Lord for that. Instead of saying, "I am saved," let's say, "I have been saved, I am being saved, and I will be saved." There is a complete redemption. To reach that, we need to go through hardship. Let's thank the Lord for saving us from various trials. Redemption comes through the Lord, says King David. There is no other name in the universe that can redeem us except the name of Lord Jesus. The Lord wants us to look up to Him because He is the Lord. Let's study the life of the Lord and His teachings. Let's remember Him every day of our life, not at Christmas alone. Let's meditate the Lord every day because it is wonderful to do so. He was born under an apple tree. There was no place for Him in the inn. He was laid in a manger wrapped in rags. This is a sign to identify Him. We have been blessed to have better situations than that. Let's keep in mind that we have been saved by the Lord and receive more blessings on this day and forever. Amen. If you want to contact us, our website is www.newjerusalemnews.in. Email njcngl@gmail.com. May God bless you all. Amen. Let me wish everybody a happy Christmas in the name of Jesus Christ. We have received and we are going to receive a lot of good things in the coming days, and I praise the Lord for that. Lord Jesus Christ came to this world as a human being. His birth brought in a lot of joy to the people. Since the Lord was born as a savior to mankind, we leave ourselves in the hands of God who is living in us. Welcome to the translation of the sermon by Apostle S. Dawson at New Jerusalem Church on 25th December 2020. Praise the Lord. Let's read Luke chapter 2 verse 11. Today in the city of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. The mission of the Lord is to liberate the desolate people who are without any hope. He came to this world to save the ones who believe, accept, and live according to His words. The words announced to the shepherds on that day were, "Be not afraid, a prince has been born to save the people everywhere." It is His birth that has brought salvation to us as we were the prisoners in the grip of Satan. There are so many witnesses to prove this. The people of Israel were under the yoke of slavery. They were treated like the cattle. The Lord prepared a savior for them. Moses shepherded the multitude towards Canaan. Lord Jesus Christ came to this world as a savior to redeem us from the sins of this world. Some people marked down the position of the stars when their children were born to calculate their future as well as their character. But the birth of Jesus Christ created a new star. Apart from that, His birth was predicted by the prophets hundreds of years ago. Balaam, the prophet, said that a star will be born in the land of Jacob. Prophet Isaiah clearly predicted the birth in a more explicit way. Jesus Christ had many names. He was called Jesus because He was born to forgive the sins of mankind. As He came to earth as a human, He was called Emmanuel. He was also called Wonder. Jehovah also has different names, but we can't say how He looks. The Lord came in the form of Jesus Christ as a poor human to redeem us from our sins. Since He is forgiving, we free ourselves from our sins. We worry that certain sins follow us even after our confession. But our consolation is that the Lord is still in us. He is always a redeemer. The Lord Redeemer was laid in the cradle that was used to keep grass for the horses and wrapped in bands of rag. We come to the church to worship the Lord who was wrapped in rags, but how many of us squabble about the richness of our dresses? The three wise men knew that the King of Jews was born, but kings are not given birth in the wilderness. Song of Solomon chapter 8 verse 5 says, "Who is this coming up from the desert leaning on her lover? Under the apple tree I roused you, there your mother conceived you, there she who was in labor gave you birth." As Jesus was born when His parents were on the journey, they couldn't get any accommodation in the wilderness. So His mother gave birth to Him under an apple tree in great pain. Beloved children, I want you to remember that the birth of Jesus signifies how humble the origin of a great soul. We should meditate why Jesus came to this world in such humility. There was a man called Simeon, and the word of God came to him that a child would be given birth, and the purpose of its arrival was to save the world. The voice had told him that he wouldn't die before he himself saw the child. He was living in expectation of that day as he advanced in age. On the day of bringing the child to the temple, as it was the custom required by the law, he was stirred by the Holy Spirit to go to the Jerusalem temple. There he saw Mother Mary and Joseph holding the baby in their hands. Let's read Luke chapter 2 verses 28 to 32. Simeon was there. He took the child in his arm and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace, as you have promised. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people Israel. Dear children, we should be as happy as Simeon and praise the Lord because he has been born in our heart. We should thank him because it's by his mercy we have been pardoned of our sins. We are not celebrating the day of festival, but we celebrate the birth of Christ. Simeon held the child in his hands, but we hold the Lord in our hearts. Doesn't it give you joy and delight? We had been Gentiles who didn't know the real God, but still the Lord came looking for us. We have to be always grateful to the good things the Lord bestowed on us. Prophet Isaiah tells us to keep our sight focused on him all the time. Let all the world look up to me for salvation, for I am God, there is no other, says the Lord. We should know how important the Lord's words are. The Lord tells us to look at the wild flowers that don't weave, but he has provided them with the most colorful raiment than that of King Solomon. Those flowers don't survive more than a day, but the Lord is good enough to present them with such glory. If he can do such decoration to the flowers, he can surely decorate you better than them. Hagar was grateful that the Lord had his eyes on her, and we should be thankful that the Lord has his eyes on us as well. Zacchaeus wanted to see the Lord and climbed up on a tree for that. He was hidden by the tree, but still the Lord saw the faith in him. He called him to come down and walked with him to his house and told him that salvation had come to his house on that day. The Lord has called us sons and daughters and has saved our souls. King David was running away to escape from his son Absalom. In Psalms chapter 3 verse 8 he says, "From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people." We go through a lot of opposition in this life and they worry us. At other times we are worried about imaginary enemies fearing for our lives. But the Lord is with us. King David managed to overcome Goliath with the help of the Lord. He relied on the same Lord to deliver him from his son Absalom. The Lord delivered him as Absalom was left hanging between sky and earth by his hair and was killed by the soldiers. There are a lot of people in this world suffer from various diseases. Many are addicted to their bad habits and struggle to get rid of them. But our Lord saves us from all our sins and sorrows. We are here to worship that Savior. He is going to keep us next to him in heaven. The Lord kept Adam in the Eden and had walked around with him in the cool of the day. When Eve was alone, the serpent deceived her and induced her to commit the first sin. Consequently, they were sent out of Eden. They lost the image of God in them. Man needs the Lord to be with them to guard him against Satan. That is why he sent his son to earth. Without God, we cannot follow the commandments because there are powers that oppose the Lord's will. That is why he named his son Emmanuel and let him be with his people. When the Lord went up to heaven, he promised that he would send down the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. He is the Spirit of Christ, and he will remain with the people to give advice to them. The Holy Spirit has come into us and given the strength to do what the Lord wants us to do. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15 says, "This is the trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them all." Paul shows himself as the testimony to Jesus as he was saved by the Lord. We see people who had been sinners in the worst possible way, turning themselves into the best of witnesses to glorify God. Absalom rose up against his father, King David. God saved David as he cried out to the Lord. The Lord heard his voice and saved him. Redemption is in the hands of the Lord. Wherever we find problem, we need to put our faith in the Lord. Peter saw Jesus walking on water. The disciples thought it was some kind of spirit. Jesus assured them that it was him. Peter said, "If it is you, let me also walk on the sea." Jesus told him to walk up to him. Peter focused his attention on the Lord and started walking on the water. Suddenly, he became aware of the roughness of the water. Matthew 14 verses 30 and 31 say, "But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. 'Save me, Lord,' he shouted." Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" We may have such desperate situations in our life too. All we have to do is to call our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Savior, and it is an unshakable fact. And He is the one who delivered us from our sins, from the bondage of this world also. He lives in us. We need to go down on our knees and pray to the Lord for His assistance to get out of difficult circumstances. We have a lot of witnesses who can recall the instances when they received Lord's grace in our church. The Savior who was born in this world is born in our heart. Whoever has got the Holy Spirit has Emmanuel, our God living in them. He wants to free us from our sins and turn us into His image. Such a God has been born in the city of David today. He humbled himself and was born in a poor family. We as humans are always worried about the way how to solve the problems that we have at hand. If you are like Peter, who was distracted by the present danger, you will be overcome by the nature of that problem. We should be confident that the Lord who freed us from danger in the past is capable of freeing us in the present. When Peter was in the temple, he cured a handicapped man. The Jews were alarmed by such a miracle. They felt that their faith had been threatened. Peter says like this in Acts chapter 4 verse 12. "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." It is a true statement, and we are witness to that. Many people claim to have seen Jesus Christ being resurrected. Paul says he showed himself to the women, to his disciples, more than 500 other people, and a humble man like me. The Lord wants us to be that kind of witnesses. There are people celebrating this day in the wrong way, and we should remind them that the Lord wouldn't approve of such a thing. He came to this world as a baby on that day, but the Lord is going to come back as the King of Kings. He is going to take away the ones who have received His image. The Lord's intention is that we should become like Him, and we are happy that we are on the way to reach such a status. The Savior dwells in you and me, and I thank the Lord for that. Instead of saying, "I am saved," let's say, "I have been saved, I am being saved, and I will be saved." There is a complete redemption. To reach that, we need to go through hardship. Let's thank the Lord for saving us from various trials. Redemption comes through the Lord, says King David. There is no other name in the universe that can redeem us except the name of Lord Jesus. The Lord wants us to look up to Him because He is the Lord. Let's study the life of the Lord and His teachings. Let's remember Him every day of our life, not at Christmas alone. Let's meditate the Lord every day because it is wonderful to do so. He was born under an apple tree. There was no place for Him in the inn. He was laid in a manger wrapped in rags. This is a sign to identify Him. We have been blessed to have better situations than that. Let's keep in mind that we have been saved by the Lord and receive more blessings on this day and forever. Amen. If you want to contact us, our website is www.newjerusalemnews.in. Email njcngl@gmail.com. May God bless you all. Amen. Let me wish everybody a happy Christmas in the name of Jesus Christ. We have received and we are going to receive a lot of good things in the coming days, and I praise the Lord for that. Lord Jesus Christ came to this world as a human being. His birth brought in a lot of joy to the people. Since the Lord was born as a savior to mankind, we leave ourselves in the hands of God who is living in us. Welcome to the translation of the sermon by Apostle Ace Dawson at New Jerusalem Church on 25th December 2020. Praise the Lord. Let's read Luke chapter 2 verse 11. Today in the city of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. The mission of the Lord is to liberate the desolate people who are without any hope. He came to this world to save the ones who believe, accept, and live according to His words. The words announced to the shepherds on that day were, "Be not afraid, a prince has been born to save the people everywhere." It is His birth that has brought salvation to us as we were the prisoners in the grip of Satan. There are so many witnesses to prove this. The people of Israel were under the yoke of slavery. They were treated like the cattle. The Lord prepared a savior for them. Moses shepherded the multitude towards Canaan. Lord Jesus Christ came to this world as a savior to redeem us from the sins of this world. Some people marked down the position of the stars when their children were born to calculate their future as well as their character. But the birth of Jesus Christ created a new star. Apart from that, His birth was predicted by the prophets hundreds of years ago. Balaam, the prophet, said that a star will be born in the land of Jacob. Prophet Isaiah clearly predicted the birth in a more explicit way. Jesus Christ had many names. He was called Jesus because He was born to forgive the sins of mankind. As He came to earth as a human, He was called Emmanuel. He was also called Wonder. Jehovah also has different names, but we can't say how He looks. The Lord came in the form of Jesus Christ as a poor human to redeem us from our sins. Since He is forgiving, we free ourselves from our sins. We worry that certain sins follow us even after our confession. But our consolation is that the Lord is still in us. He is always a redeemer. The Lord Redeemer was laid in the cradle that was used to keep grass for the horses and wrapped in bands of rag. We come to the church to worship the Lord who was wrapped in rags, but how many of us squabble about the richness of our dresses? The three wise men knew that the King of Jews was born, but kings are not given birth in the wilderness. Song of Solomon chapter 8 verse 5 says, "Who is this coming up from the desert leaning on her lover? Under the apple tree I roused you, there your mother conceived you, there she who was in labor gave you birth." As Jesus was born when His parents were on the journey, they couldn't get any accommodation in the wilderness. So His mother gave birth to Him under an apple tree in great pain. Beloved children, I want you to remember that the birth of Jesus signifies how humble the origin of a great soul. We should meditate why Jesus came to this world in such humility. There was a man called Simeon, and the word of God came to him that a child would be given birth, and the purpose of its arrival was to save the world. The voice had told him that he wouldn't die before he himself saw the child. He was living in expectation of that day as he advanced in age. On the day of bringing the child to the temple, as it was the custom required by the law, he was stirred by the Holy Spirit to go to the Jerusalem temple. There he saw Mother Mary and Joseph holding the baby in their hands. Let's read Luke chapter 2 verses 28 to 32. Simeon was there. He took the child in his arm and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace, as you have promised. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people Israel. Dear children, we should be as happy as Simeon and praise the Lord because he has been born in our heart. We should thank him because it's by his mercy we have been pardoned of our sins. We are not celebrating the day of festival, but we celebrate the birth of Christ. Simeon held the child in his hands, but we hold the Lord in our hearts. Doesn't it give you joy and delight? We had been Gentiles who didn't know the real God, but still the Lord came looking for us. We have to be always grateful to the good things the Lord bestowed on us. Prophet Isaiah tells us to keep our sight focused on him all the time. Let all the world look up to me for salvation, for I am God, there is no other, says the Lord. We should know how important the Lord's words are. The Lord tells us to look at the wild flowers that don't weave, but he has provided them with the most colorful raiment than that of King Solomon. Those flowers don't survive more than a day, but the Lord is good enough to present them with such glory. If he can do such decoration to the flowers, he can surely decorate you better than them. Hagar was grateful that the Lord had his eyes on her, and we should be thankful that the Lord has his eyes on us as well. Zacchaeus wanted to see the Lord and climbed up on a tree for that. He was hidden by the tree, but still the Lord saw the faith in him. He called him to come down and walked with him to his house and told him that salvation had come to his house on that day. The Lord has called us sons and daughters and has saved our souls. King David was running away to escape from his son Absalom. In Psalms chapter 3 verse 8 he says, "From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people." We go through a lot of opposition in this life and they worry us. At other times we are worried about imaginary enemies fearing for our lives. But the Lord is with us. King David managed to overcome Goliath with the help of the Lord. He relied on the same Lord to deliver him from his son Absalom. The Lord delivered him as Absalom was left hanging between sky and earth by his hair and was killed by the soldiers. There are a lot of people in this world suffer from various diseases. Many are addicted to their bad habits and struggle to get rid of them. But our Lord saves us from all our sins and sorrows. We are here to worship that Savior. He is going to keep us next to him in heaven. The Lord kept Adam in the Eden and had walked around with him in the cool of the day. When Eve was alone, the serpent deceived her and induced her to commit the first sin. Consequently, they were sent out of Eden. They lost the image of God in them. Man needs the Lord to be with them to guard him against Satan. That is why he sent his son to earth. Without God, we cannot follow the commandments because there are powers that oppose the Lord's will. That is why he named his son Emmanuel and let him be with his people. When the Lord went up to heaven, he promised that he would send down the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. He is the Spirit of Christ, and he will remain with the people to give advice to them. The Holy Spirit has come into us and given the strength to do what the Lord wants us to do. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15 says, "This is the trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them all." Paul shows himself as the testimony to Jesus as he was saved by the Lord. We see people who had been sinners in the worst possible way, turning themselves into the best of witnesses to glorify God. Absalom rose up against his father, King David. God saved David as he cried out to the Lord. The Lord heard his voice and saved him. Redemption is in the hands of the Lord. Wherever we find problem, we need to put our faith in the Lord. Peter saw Jesus walking on water. The disciples thought it was some kind of spirit. Jesus assured them that it was him. Peter said, "If it is you, let me also walk on the sea." Jesus told him to walk up to him. Peter focused his attention on the Lord and started walking on the water. Suddenly, he became aware of the roughness of the water. Matthew 14 verses 30 and 31 say, "But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. 'Save me, Lord,' he shouted." Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" We may have such desperate situations in our life too. All we have to do is to call our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Savior, and it is an unshakable fact. And He is the one who delivered us from our sins, from the bondage of this world also. He lives in us. We need to go down on our knees and pray to the Lord for His assistance to get out of difficult circumstances. We have a lot of witnesses who can recall the instances when they received Lord's grace in our church. The Savior who was born in this world is born in our heart. Whoever has got the Holy Spirit has Emmanuel, our God living in them. He wants to free us from our sins and turn us into His image. Such a God has been born in the city of David today. He humbled himself and was born in a poor family. We as humans are always worried about the way how to solve the problems that we have at hand. If you are like Peter, who was distracted by the present danger, you will be overcome by the nature of that problem. We should be confident that the Lord, who freed us from danger in the past, is capable of freeing us in the present. When Peter was in the temple, he cured a handicapped man. The Jews were alarmed by such a miracle. They felt that their faith had been threatened. Peter says like this in Acts chapter 4 verse 12. "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." It is a true statement, and we are witness to that. Many people claim to have seen Jesus Christ being resurrected. Paul says he showed himself to the women, to his disciples, more than 500 other people, and a humble man like me. The Lord wants us to be that kind of witnesses. There are people celebrating this day in the wrong way, and we should remind them that the Lord wouldn't approve of such a thing. He came to this world as a baby on that day, but the Lord is going to come back as the King of Kings. He is going to take away the ones who have received His image. The Lord's intention is that we should become like Him, and we are happy that we are on the way to reach such a status. The Savior dwells in you and me, and I thank the Lord for that. Instead of saying, "I am saved," let's say, "I have been saved, I am being saved, and I will be saved." There is a complete redemption. To reach that, we need to go through hardship. Let's thank the Lord for saving us from various trials. Redemption comes through the Lord, says King David. There is no other name in the universe that can redeem us except the name of Lord Jesus. The Lord wants us to look up to Him because He is the Lord. Let's study the life of the Lord and His teachings. Let's remember Him every day of our life, not at Christmas alone. Let's meditate the Lord every day because it is wonderful to do so. He was born under an apple tree. There was no place for Him in the inn. He was laid in a manger wrapped in rags. This is a sign to identify Him. We have been blessed to have better situations than that. Let's keep in mind that we have been saved by the Lord and receive more blessings on this day and forever. Amen. If you want to contact us, our website is www.newjerusalemnews.in. Email njcngl@gmail.com. May God bless you all. Amen. Let me wish everybody a happy Christmas in the name of Jesus Christ. We have received and we are going to receive a lot of good things in the coming days, and I praise the Lord for that. Lord Jesus Christ came to this world as a human being. His birth brought in a lot of joy to the people. Since the Lord was born as a savior to mankind, we leave ourselves in the hands of God who is living in us. Welcome to the translation of the sermon by Apostle A.S. Dawson at New Jerusalem Church on 25th December 2020. Praise the Lord. Let's read Luke chapter 2 verse 11. Today in the city of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. The mission of the Lord is to liberate the desolate people who are without any hope. He came to this world to save the ones who believe, accept, and live according to his words. The words announced to the shepherds on that day were, "Be not afraid, a prince has been born to save the people everywhere." It is his birth that has brought salvation to us as we were the prisoners in the grip of Satan. There are so many witnesses to prove this. The people of Israel were under the yoke of slavery. They were treated like the cattle. The Lord prepared a savior for them. Moses shepherded the multitude towards Canaan. Lord Jesus Christ came to this world as a savior to redeem us from the sins of this world. Some people marked down the position of the stars when their children were born to calculate their future as well as their character. But the birth of Jesus Christ created a new star. Apart from that, his birth was predicted by the prophets hundreds of years ago. Balaam, the prophet, said that a star will be born in the land of Jacob. Prophet Isaiah clearly predicted the birth in a more explicit way. Jesus Christ had many names. He was called Jesus because he was born to forgive the sins of mankind. As he came to earth as a human, he was called Emmanuel. He was also called Wonder. Jehovah also has different names, but we can't say how he looks. The Lord came in the form of Jesus Christ as a poor human to redeem us from our sins. Since he is forgiving, we free ourselves from our sins. We worry that certain sins follow us even after our confession. But our consolation is that the Lord is still in us. He is always a redeemer. The Lord Redeemer was laid in the cradle that was used to keep grass for the horses and wrapped in bands of rag. We come to the church to worship the Lord who was wrapped in rags, but how many of us squabble about the richness of our dresses? The three wise men knew that the King of Jews was born, but kings are not given birth in the wilderness. Song of Solomon chapter 8 verse 5 says, "Who is this coming up from the desert leaning on her lover? Under the apple tree I roused you, there your mother conceived you. There she who was in labor gave you birth." As Jesus was born, when his parents were on the journey, they couldn't get any accommodation in the wilderness. So his mother gave birth to him under an apple tree in great pain. Beloved children, I want you to remember that the birth of Jesus signifies how humble the origin of a great soul. We should meditate why Jesus came to this world in such humility. There was a man called Simeon, and the word of God came to him that a child would be given birth, and the purpose of its arrival was to save the world. The voice had told him that he wouldn't die before he himself saw the child. He was living in expectation of that day as he advanced in age. On the day of bringing the child to the temple, as it was the custom required by the law, he was stirred by the Holy Spirit to go to the Jerusalem temple. There he saw Mother Mary and Joseph holding the baby in their hands. Let's read Luke chapter 2 verses 28 to 32. Simeon was there. He took the child in his arm and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace, as you have promised. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and He is the glory of your people Israel. Dear children, we should be as happy as Simeon and praise the Lord because He has been born in our heart. We should thank Him because it's by His mercy we have been pardoned of our sins. We are not celebrating the day of festival, but we celebrate the birth of Christ. Simeon held the child in his hands, but we hold the Lord in our hearts. Doesn't it give you joy and delight? We had been Gentiles who didn't know the real God, but still the Lord came looking for us. We have to be always grateful to the good things the Lord bestowed on us. Prophet Isaiah tells us to keep our sight focused on Him all the time. Let all the world look up to me for salvation, for I am God, there is no other, says the Lord. We should know how important the Lord's words are. The Lord tells us to look at the wild flowers that don't weave, but He has provided them with the most colorful raiment than that of King Solomon. Those flowers don't survive more than a day, but the Lord is good enough to present them with such glory. If He can do such decoration to the flowers, He can surely decorate you better than them. Hagar was grateful that the Lord had His eyes on her, and we should be thankful that the Lord has His eyes on us as well. Zacchaeus wanted to see the Lord and climbed up on a tree for that. He was hidden by the tree, but still the Lord saw the faith in him. He called him to come down and walked with him to his house and told him that salvation had come to his house on that day. The Lord has called us sons and daughters and has saved our souls. King David was running away to escape from his son Absalom. In Psalms chapter 3 verse 8 he says, "From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people." We go through a lot of opposition in this life and they worry us. At other times we are worried about imaginary enemies fearing for our lives. But the Lord is with us. King David managed to overcome Goliath with the help of the Lord. He relied on the same Lord to deliver him from his son Absalom. The Lord delivered him as Absalom was left hanging between sky and earth by his hair and was killed by the soldiers. There are a lot of people in this world suffer from various diseases. Many are addicted to their bad habits and struggle to get rid of them. But our Lord saves us from all our sins and sorrows. We are here to worship that Savior. He is going to keep us next to Him in heaven. The Lord kept Adam in the Eden and had walked around with him in the cool of the day. When Eve was alone, the serpent deceived her and induced her to commit the first sin. Consequently, they were sent out of Eden. They lost the image of God in them. Man needs the Lord to be with them to guard him against Satan. That is why He sent His Son to earth. Without God, we cannot follow the commandments because there are powers that oppose the Lord's will. That is why He named His Son Emmanuel and let Him be with His people. When the Lord went up to heaven, He promised that He would send down the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. He is the Spirit of Christ, and He will remain with the people to give advice to them. The Holy Spirit has come into us and given the strength to do what the Lord wants us to do. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15 says, "This is the trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them all." Paul shows himself as the testimony to Jesus as he was saved by the Lord. We see people who had been sinners in the worst possible way, turning themselves into the best of witnesses to glorify God. Absalom rose up against his father, King David. God saved David as he cried out to the Lord. The Lord heard his voice and saved him. Redemption is in the hands of the Lord. Wherever we find problem, we need to put our faith in the Lord. Peter saw Jesus walking on water. The disciples thought it was some kind of spirit. Jesus assured them that it was him. Peter said, "If it is you, let me also walk on the sea." Jesus told him to walk up to him. Peter focused his attention on the Lord and started walking on the water. Suddenly, he became aware of the roughness of the water. Matthew 14 verses 30 and 31 say, "But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. 'Save me, Lord,' he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. 'You have so little faith,' Jesus said. 'Why did you doubt me?'" We may have such desperate situations in our life too. All we have to do is to call our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Savior, and it is an unshakable fact. And He is the one who delivered us from our sins, from the bondage of this world also. He lives in us. We need to go down on our knees and pray to the Lord for His assistance to get out of difficult circumstances. We have a lot of witnesses who can recall the instances when they received Lord's grace in our church. The Savior who was born in this world is born in our heart. Whoever has got the Holy Spirit has Emmanuel, our God living in them. He wants to free us from our sins and turn us into His image. Such a God has been born in the city of David today. He humbled Himself and was born in a poor family. We as humans are always worried about the way how to solve the problems that we have at hand. If you are like Peter, who was distracted by the present danger, you will be overcome by the nature of that problem. We should be confident that the Lord, who freed us from danger in the past, is capable of freeing us in the present. When Peter was in the temple, he cured a handicapped man. The Jews were alarmed by such a miracle. They felt that their faith had been threatened. Peter says like this in Acts chapter 4 verse 12. "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." It is a true statement, and we are witness to that. Many people claim to have seen Jesus Christ being resurrected. Paul says he showed himself to the women, to his disciples, more than 500 other people, and a humble man like me. The Lord wants us to be that kind of witnesses. There are people celebrating this day in the wrong way, and we should remind them that the Lord wouldn't approve of such a thing. He came to this world as a baby on that day, but the Lord is going to come back as the King of Kings. He is going to take away the ones who have received His image. The Lord's intention is that we should become like Him, and we are happy that we are on the way to reach such a status. The Savior dwells in you and me, and I thank the Lord for that. Instead of saying, "I am saved," let's say, "I have been saved, I am being saved, and I will be saved." There is a complete redemption. To reach that, we need to go through hardship. Let's thank the Lord for saving us from various trials. Redemption comes through the Lord, says King David. There is no other name in the universe that can redeem us except the name of Lord Jesus. The Lord wants us to look up to Him because He is the Lord. Let's study the life of the Lord and His teachings. Let's remember Him every day of our life, not at Christmas alone. Let's meditate the Lord every day because it is wonderful to do so. He was born under an apple tree. There was no place for Him in the inn. He was laid in a manger wrapped in rags. This is a sign to identify Him. We have been blessed to have better situations than that. Let's keep in mind that we have been saved by the Lord and receive more blessings on this day and forever. Amen. If you want to contact us, our website is www.newjerusalemnews.in. Email njcngl@gmail.com. May God bless you all. Amen.